You need more customers, and there's very few ways you're going to get them. But I'm going to break down the obvious for you today and give you some tough love. Not only some tough love, I'm also going to give you some information that I think most entrepreneurs are missing. These are the things the top people in your industry, the people who are killing it, the people who have so many customers, you're like disgusted by how successful they are. I'm going to tell you what they're doing, and it's going to shock you, but maybe it won't. What I hope it does is it wakes you up to some possibilities. Hey, my name is Shalene Johnson. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Build Your Tribe. It's the number one question I get. Today, I posted to my Instagram stories. I'm like, hey, what kind of questions would you like for me to address on Build Your Tribe? Anything business, side hustle, marketing related, talk to me. What do you need to know? And, you know, people phrase it a bunch of different ways. But generally speaking, the consensus was, the top question was, how do I get more customers? How do I get more sales? How do I help people to find out about me? How do I make more money selling my thing? You know, it's all the same thing. All right, so let me tell you, you've got three options, just three. Number one, you've got to be more well-known in social media. You've got to get more followers. Like, that's option number one. That requires, let's talk about what that requires, because I will get to options two and options three shortly, and they're the ones that I think are going to blow your mind. But option number one is, get more followers, not just more followers. You've got to get targeted followers. Who cares if you're getting like random people who follow you and are never going to buy from you? We need people to follow you who want what you have, who are looking for the solution that you can offer to them. The way that we do that is, frankly, not easy. I love to tell you that it is, but it's not. It takes so much commitment. It takes a commitment to the algorithm. It takes a commitment to your niche. It takes a commitment to posting content every freaking day, not just to your feed, sometimes multiple times a day, but also multiple times a day to your stories. It takes a commitment of reaching out and responding to every single person who leaves you a comment, every single person who leaves you a DM. It means interacting with people who are your ideal avatar. It takes massive amounts of time. I'm not going to pretend that it doesn't. Now, there are shortcuts. I think one of the best shortcuts, you know, shameless plug for Insta Club Hub, is knowing what does work and what doesn't work. And I don't just mean like to get views, because who cares? I mean, what does work in terms of attracting your ideal lifer, the person who, like, you know, needs what you have. And also knowing what works in terms of like, okay, once you've got their attention, like, what do you do with it? How are you getting them on your email list? How are you converting them? All of those things are, they're a beast. And the reason why I say they're a beast, because they're not hard. It's just that it changes constantly. And you ain't got time, because you have to be doing all the things, so you don't have time to figure out all the things you're supposed to be doing. And that's what we do at Insta Club Hub. And listen, you don't have to join our service if you're trying to figure out social media. Do your research. And I say this with pure confidence. I'm very proud of what it is we offer, and I think there's nothing even close. But do your research and look around, but don't do this. Don't try to figure it out yourself, because you ain't got time. I've been doing this long enough to be able to take a very bossy pants kind of stance. So this is my bossy pants kind of stance. You ain't got time for that. Because once you know what you need to do, that's going to be a full-time job. It probably already is for you. And it's probably not working out for you, because you're probably doing a lot of things wrong. You're probably doing some things that are outdated because you're trying to figure this out yourself. But that's your first option. Your first option is to crush it in social media by attracting the kind of lifer who wants what you offer, and then knowing how to convert them. That's option number one. That's how you get customers. You know, actually, I'm going to give you four options because I really like you. I'll give you four options. The fourth option, I think, is probably the least likely, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. All right, but let's talk about option number two. Option number two is learning how to run social media ads. This is an option that is truly overlooked by so many of you. Because you think, oh, that's going to take money to do that. Yeah, it is. But it's going to make you money. Some of the biggest, most successful people in my space, probably in your space, you probably know they don't even have much of a social media following. You know why? Because they're running ads. And hold on. You're like, well, but I can't afford to do that. Yes, you can. Let me change your thinking. If you know what you're doing running those ads, right? So first, let's talk about what it means to you know what you're doing, or someone else know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing when it comes to ads, it's really simple. Okay, let me state this very basic. If you have a $100 offer and it costs you $50 of ad spend per day to get one customer, wouldn't you do that all day long? Especially if the thing that you're offering is like a digital program for $100. If your digital program costs $100 and it costs you $50 a day to get one customer, wouldn't you double your ad spend, right? So that now you're spending, okay, well then I'll spend $100 a day to get two customers. Like the way that people make the most amount of money with these social media ads is by just pouring more fuel on the flames. That's what we do. You know, we take a look at like, okay, how can we bring our costs down? We do so much advertising for Insta Clubhub. Other than like the few mentions that we do here on Build Your Tribe, like follow me on Instagram. I'm at Shalene Johnson. Watch my stories. Scour my Instagram feed if you want. You won't see me selling Insta Clubhub there. I just don't. I don't need to because it takes a lot of time to do that. And it always takes a toll on your social media. Like people don't want to be sold to, even if it's you're doing it the right way. So we do tons of ads and they are a godsend because we can reach so many more very, very targeted avatars, very, very targeted people who are specifically looking for what it is we offer by running ads using the right lookalike audiences. When we get an ad that works, it's just like, we just can't pour money on it fast enough. And yeah, the prices go up and down and up and down, but that's the key. You just watch them. You just watch them. And if an ad's not converting, if an ad's not making you money, you stop running the ad. So it doesn't cost you anything. Okay, hear what I just said. If you're running an ad and it's not making you money, you stop running the ad so you don't lose money and you figure out what you were doing wrong because you were doing something wrong. Either the ad wasn't converting, your landing page wasn't strong, your copy was weak, there was something that malfunctioned with the call to action. Maybe it wasn't a strong enough offer. Maybe your ad wasn't strong enough. Like, so there's lots of variables you need to look at. And that's why this first option is you figuring out how to run social ads. So what does that look like? That looks like if you're a Marketing Impact Academy member, get back into the academy and watch those lessons. We just had the person who runs our ads for all of our launches, Melanie, we just had her training all of our Marketing Impact Academy members live inside of our Marketing Impact Facebook group. If you are an MIA member, please, oh my gosh, I just have to say this. It's like a public service announcement. If you're an MIA member, we've been sending you tons and tons and tons of emails and text messages, and I don't know if you didn't get them and you need to check your spam folder, but we've just updated the entire course. We've just built a whole new platform that's going to blow your mind. And you don't have to pay an extra dollar because as I've always promised you, once you become an MIA member, you're a member for life and you never have to upgrade. You never have to pay an extra dollar. We just keep upgrading it and adding more content, adding more mini courses, and you just get to reap the benefits, which is crazy. I'm not suggesting you should do that with your business. I'm not saying it was a good business idea, but we did it. Listen, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who wants to create a bigger brand, make an impact, you've got to take care of your brain. Yes, you have to take care of your body, obviously. But I think we underestimate how important it is. Like, this is what gives us the competitive advantage. Yet so many entrepreneurs that I talk to are completely sleep deprived. So I want to talk to you about a supplement that could possibly help your sleep in a huge way. That's why I want to mention a supplement that almost every person is deficient in naturally, and that's magnesium. Now, magnesium is huge for sleep. I mean, it will change your sleep because most people, like I said, don't even realize that they are deficient in magnesium. But I'm kind of like on this magnesium kick because it has so many other benefits. When your magnesium levels are optimal, you're able to relax more. It improves your digestion. It supports muscle recovery, bone density, healthy digestion. It's quite remarkable all the different ways that magnesium has an impact on even our metabolism. Maybe you've done a magnesium supplement in the past and didn't notice much. And that's probably because you were taking a supplement that only had like one or two different forms of magnesium. So I've discovered this supplement that has all seven forms of magnesium. So you don't have to take like seven different pills. It's all in one. It's called Magnesium Breakthrough. You've probably seen me post about it on my Instagram stories. Anyways, I just really think it's something all entrepreneurs need to consider. So I am encouraging you to try it for yourself. You can get yours by using our link. It's at mag breakthrough.com/BYT. BYT as in Build Your Tribe. And then when you check out, you want to use that code. You'll see the discount. You'll get another 10% discount when you use the code BYT. So again, it's megbreakthrough.com/BYT. Let me know what you think. I'm not suggesting you should do that with your business. I'm not saying it was a good business idea, but we did it. Anyways, we've just built a whole new platform for MIA. And if you're an MIA member, you need to log into the new one ASAP. Okay, because the old one will be obsolete. We're going to, I don't want to say disable it, but like take it down soon. So it will be completely obsolete. I mean, we'll take care of you, but send us an email if you have any problems at operations@shaleenjohnson.com. Anyways, back to y'all. You need to learn how to run one of your options. Option number two, anyways, is you learning how to run social ads. How can you do this? If you're an MIA member, as I mentioned, log in and watch the mini courses on social advertising. If you're not in MIA, well, then you've got to self-educate. My recommendation is go directly to the source. Find someone who's got a reputable course on social media ads, Google ads. Specifically, I think Instagram ads are probably the way to go right now. TikTok ads are pretty dope too. Buy someone's course that's up to date, current. It's amazing. Invest in that because it will save you time and money. Or you can, you know, do the education yourself by watching a bajillion YouTube videos. I don't necessarily recommend that. Personally, I'm a big fan of like, go to the source. You know, when you pay, you always get something a little better. Let's just face it, you do, you know? All right, so that would be my recommendation. And then you've got to learn it inside and out. And there is some trial and error, right? Because you don't know what you're doing. But I don't mind you learning to do that first, because what I'm going to tell you is your third option. If you do option number two first, it sometimes makes option number three a little easier. Okay, so what is option number three? Option number three is hiring an ad specialist. I do not recommend, if you're just starting out and you've got a very, like, you're like, I can't even imagine how I can afford to do this. I don't recommend using an agency. Most agencies are very expensive. They want a minimum retainer per month. Most, not all, but most agencies do. Most agencies want a minimum retainer per month on top of your ad spend. And in some instances, they also want a percentage of your ad spend. I also find, not always, there's always exceptions, but there are a lot of ad agencies, they wow you with their sales pitch. And then they bring on the person who probably started the agency, the person who like really knows their shit, right? And they give you that person for like the first month. And then they have an associate come on who, oh Lordy, is probably less qualified than you would be had you just watched a bunch of courses on how to do it, frankly. I've been doing this now with ad agencies for, I don't know, the last 10 years. And it doesn't matter what kind of agency we work with, that's what it looks like. But an ad agency is one option. But I really think you are better off, especially if you're like low, low, low budgeting this. Find somebody who this is what they do. A great place to start, if you're an MIA member, start inside of our Marketing Impact Academy group. Start inside of our new platform where there's a community set up for you. If you're not an MIA member, then go to Upwork.com. Look for people on social. Look for people on Facebook. Look for people on Instagram. Ask your friends. You have friends that run ads. I know you do. And you need to ask them, hey, do you have somebody who you'd recommend? Now, if you're going to ask me who I recommend, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to be honest about this because my team right now, they are so maxed out. In fact, I just went to our gal and I said, what is it going to take to get all of your time? I will pay you to fire all of your clients so that you just have time for us. She's that good. She's freaking amazing. But we've had lots of great ones in the past, lots. And you will find someone who's fantastic. Here's my recommendation. Ask about their track record. Ask if you can speak to a current client. Ask if you can speak with a past client. Ask for some assurances. Ask how they handle it if your ad's not performing well. Ask if they really, truly understand your audience, your avatar, your voice, all of these things. Because someone who's really good at running ads, they're also going to give you feedback on the ad that you're running. Because it's not just them running the ad. Like, your ad has to be good. It has to feel real. It can't feel like an ad. It has to feel like just a normal piece of social content that people are shocked that it's an ad. Do you want me to do a whole episode on that? Because, like, your girl is the queen. And you know what I could do? I could show you samples of all the ads that we're running that are killing it. I would be happy to do that. And Brock and I do a lot of them together. Those work really well. But if they feel like an ad, they don't work. They have to feel native to the social media platform. And so those are your three options, right? So it is spending an inordinate amount of time growing your social media account and then making sure you're doing everything correctly. That's number one option. Option number two is learning how to run social media ads, paid advertising. And I'm not talking about boosting posts. We're not talking about that. That's like child's play. Option number three is hiring an expert to do this for you. There's so many hungry people out there that are really, really good at this. And you literally, you will likely pay them a very small, like monthly fee, very small, but it's one person. So it's gonna be very small, likely. And then you'll probably pay them a percentage of ad spend. Maybe there are also individuals out there that will just do this all flat rate. If your ad isn't making you money, then we'll stop running it and or I will refund your money. Like there's lots of different options out there. So don't be afraid to explore. I did promise you option number four. Option number four, ideally, is doing number one and number three together. That's when you really start to freaking kill it. When you're not just relying on social and you're not just relying on ad spend. You're combining those two forces. It makes the ads pop. It makes your social pop. And that's when like worlds collide. That's what the people who are doing, who you're like, I don't understand. Like, how are they killing it? They're running ads. Like, there's somebody in my space who I absolutely adore. And I've been hearing her name passed around for forever. And people are like, do you know so-and-so? Do you know so-and-so? I'm like, no, but I just keep hearing this name. And so I looked her up on social. I'm like, she can't be killing it because she doesn't even have any followers, doesn't have any engagement. Like, how can this person be killing it, right? And then a friend of mine went to one of her events and there's like 2,000 people there. I'm like, how? She has no social, like really. All ad spend, crushing it. Multi-millionaire. Private planes, all that. And you know what I really like about that option is she's not a slave to her phone, but it takes a big, healthy dose of faith. And you know what? You can start with a budget of just $5 a day. You don't have to go huge. Just start small, have some time, have some faith. It does take a while to get these ads to catch on. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be in the first week. You've got to build up the data. And if you'd like, I can bring on one of my favorite social media advertising specialists onto the show as well. So you tell me, put up your feedback and you ask and we'll deliver. Hey, it's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Thanks for being here. See you soon.
Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.